Dear citizens, I am Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Welcome to the topic on gun violence in the United States. Nothing happens without a reason. There is always a cause behind every event. Unless the solution addresses the cause or the source of the crisis, the problem lingers on and surfaces at frequent intervals, desensitizing response, regardless of severe impact. United States citizens once again came under fire. As per news report, it occurred in the west coast of the United States. In the state of Oregon, at least 10 students were killed and several injured in shooting rampage at the community college. Gun violence in the United States has escalated exponentially in the past 3 to 4 years, with incidents almost every month. The recent incidents, not sparing children in elementary school in Connecticut, people praying at the church in South Carolina, and citizens watching movie in the theater in New Orleans, have become regular occurrence. Gun violence and gun sales are on the rise in parallel mode. There is an established pattern surrounding gun violence that deserves attention. In every gun-related episode, the shooter ends his own life. The killer rarely survives to face investigation on mass murder. The assassins are invariably declared suicidal. Accordingly, I raise the following questions to Congress, lobbyists, and pro-gun rights segment. In every gun violence, the shooters turn the weapons on them after claiming innocent lives. Then, why there is no mandatory requirement for background verification? The travel documents such as passport and visa are issued only after the applicant details are found satisfactory and in compliance with respective government's rule. Employment permits and documents pertaining to citizens' eligibility for benefits, etc., is not available in the absence of proper submission. The employers conduct background checks on potential employees, and property owners do the same on renters, a standard procedure. How come there is no federal law for verification on firearm sales to prospective buyers, whether online or in the main street? Apparently, the state of Oregon introduced verification obligation not long ago. In the latest shooting, the shooter could have purchased earlier and in possession of firearms prior to introduction of the law. How come the Homeland Security and NSA labyrinthine surveillance and pervasive spying on citizens in the nation and worldwide could not detect something ominous as this activity? Obviously, they are focused on law-abiding citizens, exempting the stock reserved for false flag events nationwide. The simple background checks, with buyers submitting to verification and sellers to examine buyers' information, would at least rule out the consistent explanation behind gun violence, that is, mental illness or emotional instability prompting such actions, turning them suicidal. When the tobacco industry, equally powerful and influential like NRA, that is National Rifles Association, on Congress, was challenged through civic activism and successfully implemented the law prohibiting tobacco sales to minors 18 years old and under, considering harmful effects on health from the use of tobacco. Why can't the law be passed restricting individuals with criminal and health conditions from firearms procurement? Could there be any objection from NRA or pro-gun rights segments given the argument on gun rights ownership, citing Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights that ought to exclude anyone posing threat to citizen safety? Now I present national predicament on misuse of power by those in position of authority, again not just the masquerade. My focus is on the figures behind the mask in charge of the gambit. The terror attack on 9/11 set the stage for masterminds, architects, protagonists and catalysts to amass power in advancing the project for New American Century, targeting foreign nations and New World Order, with law of the jungle replacing constitutional governed law of the land in the domestic front. The prototype, now developed and imposed internationally through proxy governance. The complicity on 9/11 facilitated horrendous terror assault on Americans and foreign nationals on American soil, ignoring credible intelligence and blatant warnings on imminent terror operation to befall in the United States. When authorities, the administration and lawmakers in power slight responsibility to protect citizens and collude with forces behind 9/11, by the way, the trend continued until today, sponsoring terrorism and authorizing predator drones, killing innocent children, women and men in developing nations in pursuit of PNAC, Project for New American Century. Should it be surprising, the policy setting bad precedents for elements at home to engage in summary executions, emulating leaderships in power? Congress and White House funding, arming and training terror networks, leaving thousands dead and millions as refugees in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and Yemen, other than countries like Somalia, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, transformed into terror havens with ammunition influx to terror factions and military defines governance premised on violence. Not to mention arms supply to drug cartels in neighboring Mexico through contentious Fast and Furious program in 2009 and 2010. The outcome is Mexican National Defense Force outgunned by drug syndicate, generating native exodus to United States across the border. When presidential hopefuls debate on constructing wall with thick fat door preventing illegal entry across the border into United States, the discussion, as usual, fails to deal with the origin. Perhaps due to myopic view on issues considered politically inexpedient? United States passing laws, regardless of political affiliations, Republican or Democrats, confirms Pledge of Allegiance not to the nation or the people, however, to illegitimate incognito forces operating behind the scenes to prolong global destruction. Otherwise, the law with direct infringement on civil rights, National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, more invasive than controversial and unpatriotic Patriot Act, and subsequently Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, passed using 9/11 as the pretext to curb freedom, would not have been legislated, undermining democracy. NDAA, targeting United States citizens at home and abroad, became effective in 2010. That allows United States government and federal agencies to apprehend U.S. citizens, denying them due process. United States citizens deprived of legal representation and rights are subject to military tribunal rather than civilian trial under NDAA, enabling government to press charges with or without evidence against people in the country. The extrajudicial executions carried out misusing executive power that has risen substantially in the 21st century following 9/11 cannot be discounted, raising questions on systemic abuse of authority. While taxpayers' funded political system is controlled and maneuvered to suit external and internal collaboration to subjugate population under New World Order, yet another government wing, the Law Enforcement Agency at public expense, pose challenge to citizens' safety. The police brutality towards unarmed citizens, African Americans in particular, and immigrants in minority groups fall prey to excess use of force. Adding insult to injury, the victims and families decline justice with series of acquittals despite evidence-based convictions on members of police cadre. Likewise, huge police deployment to quell peaceful dissent and assembly witnessed during Occupy Wall Street in New York and elsewhere, crushing citizens' movement, demonstrated New World Order in action. On another occasion, with citizens' protest against NATO summit in Chicago in 2012, the armed police personnel aggressive tactics against unarmed civilians resulting in citizens bleeding profusely from police manhandling along with arrests and detentions further exemplified New World Order and anti-democratic strategy. The government and political establishment representing agenda such as New World Order with authority evolving into authoritarianism suppress citizens' voice and refuse the right to express grievances on economy, political, social and environment matter. Furthermore, zero tolerance to critical analysis of policies together with brutal crackdown on non-violent gathering, endangering life and subvert democracy. Communication media, information superhighway and entertainment sector predominantly utilized for misinformation and propaganda besides profiteering from incessant violence and gross human rights violation. The brazen authority and undemocratic settings foster apprehensions among those fearing prevalent lawlessness in the governing body, forming the basis for pro-gun rights in affirming Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The government laws and lack thereof in terms of interventions to deter firearms access to those with ambiguous profile attributed to skyrocketing gun sales in the current period. The proposal on gun laws amid government egregious decisions and active participation instigating violence via terrorism in foreign land and against citizens in national domain is the red herring. in the senseless bloodshed within and outside United States. The damaged roots cannot be expected to bear edible fruits, and pruning the branches would not necessarily change the process. Statutory law on background clearance to obtain and retain firearms is paramount to protect lives from gun-related violence. In conclusion, violence by any means is to be condemned and contained with fairness in enforcement of laws honoring life and restoring normal existence. Any procrastination or resistance to public security would clarify political reality. I convey my sincere condolence to mourning families of the students in the Oregon Community College shooting, with prayers for speedy recovery of those affected in the preventable tragedy. I'm Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. We'll be back with more on other events worldwide. Peace to all. Thank you.